Today is the Benedictine Feast of St. Placidus. You will not find this in your missals, I'm quite sure of that. But we are following, for the readings anyway, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. And therefore, they're taken, the first reading, the epistle, is from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness on high. Therefore, take up the armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day and stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of justice, and having your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace, in all things taken up the shield of faith, with which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that is, the Word of God, and the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of God, of heaven, is likened to a king who desired to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun the settlement, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had no means of paying, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But the servant fell down and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And moved with compassion, the master of that servant released him and forgave him his debt. But as that same servant went out, he met one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hold of him and throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." His fellow servant therefore fell down and began to entreat him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." But he would not, but went and cast him into prison until he should pay what was due. His fellow servants, therefore, seeing what had happened, were very much saddened, and they went and informed their master of what had taken place. Then his master called him and said to him, "Wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou didst entreat me. Shouldst not thou also have had pity on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" And his master, being angry, handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, there will be catechism class this morning. And this morning is the usual monthly meeting of our Benedictine Oblates, and this will take place after this Mass today. It's already time. The Holy Souls All Day envelopes are in the back of the church. Be sure you pick one up and fill it out. And as you certainly know, please return this before the first day of November so that these can be placed on the altar where they will be kept the entire year next to the tabernacle. The meeting, I said, was of the Oblates right after this Mass. Tuesday of this week is the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. Do I have to tell you the importance of this day? Blessed people, that rosary is a chain, isn't it? And that rosary, one part of it is in your hand, while the other part of it is in the hands of the Blessed Mother. That being the case, may I ask you one simple question? What are you scared of? What are we scared of? What are we afraid of? Are we of little faith? As long as that woman holds the other end of that chain, and as long as you and I have the faith and the courage and the gumption to hold on to the other end of that same chain, what on earth are we afraid of? Keep that in mind and be very much devoted to the Holy Rosary. I'm not saying that you have to say the rosary every day under pain of sin. You know better than that. You say the rosary because you want to. Never, ever, never, ever because you have to. You are holding on, we are holding on to the other end of that chain that I just spoke of, simply and only because we want to. And because we know where the other end of that chain is. And therefore we hold on to it for love and for safety. What are we afraid of, dearest people? Then Saturday of this week is the Feast of the Divine Maternity of our Blessed Mother. Every baby, every child runs to its mother, and every child knows that if there is ever any place on this earth that is safe from harm, it is in the lap, in the arms of its mother. We grow up. We become old, hard-headed men and women. We become old, tough eggs, as it were. Pardon my little thing. We become, as we call, more or less tough. We don't have to go to our mothers for protection. But I've got a secret for you. Never ever has a baby been afraid of that which is around it as much as I'm looking at you, and if I were sitting there, I would be looking at me too. Which one of us, that baby, has never been so afraid, so scared, as any one of you who are sitting there? We know fear. The baby does not. This morning, with a very heavy heart, I have to tell you something. Our Father Francis has departed. He made this announcement last Friday on the Feast of the Guardian Angels. And he left on the Feast of Saint Teresa. I'm going to ask a favor of you, and that is that you do not try to discuss this or to figure it out. Leave all of the whys and the wherefores in the hands of Almighty God. Only He knows the whys and the wherefores. 17 years of very dedicated help and service. And Father, for whatever reasons, I do not know, departed and said no more. The only thing that I want from you, dearest people, is that you pray for this man's priesthood, and that you pray for this man's monkhood, and that the will of God will always be demonstrated in the actions of this man. Do not be afraid. I must admit that for the first day or two, I had lost all sense of balance because something inside of me told me, but I did not know it. And when it was told to me, of course I was shocked, but I was waiting for it. Isn't that something? And today, the first Sunday away, this priest has gone to Alaska. This priest who we're going to send him his things that are necessary. They're in a box. We're going to send them to him anyway. It will be shipped tomorrow. This priest is in an area, number one, where he himself cannot say his mass today because he doesn't have anything that he can use to say mass. And he is in an area where there is no mass. And so for his first Sunday, this good man is without Mass. Never mind, precious people, the whys and the wherefores. These are all in the hands of Almighty God. And Almighty God knows what he is doing. And as we read in today's gospel that we must put on the armor of light and the armor of faith, precious people, have you not heard me say before? The day will come when the serpent is going to sweep his tail around and will sweep us, so many of us, the good and the bad alike. When it rains on the good and the bad at the same time. Therefore, little did I know that the serpent's tail would reach into my own house. And it did. So, blessed people, this morning, I'm not sad. God is good. I have peace in my heart. And I want you to have peace in your hearts. Do not be afraid, holy people.